Is this thing on?
Verlaine, Verlaine, Shay avec moi, you bastards. What's going on? Welcome to UCR Live Uncensored Radio here again for the beautifully and much desired, actually, trip into the weekend this week. It's been a bit of a motherfucker, hasn't it? Like, I feel like it's, this might have just been the dog that wouldn't die. I'm just like, leave me alone. No one will leave me alone.
I've got two of those.
Everyone wants like a pepperoni over here. Everyone wants a piece. Can't deal with it. Can't deal with it. It's very dramatic. Anyway, enough about me. Luke, how are you?
Oh, hello. Look, I'm good. I just said I've got two dogs that won't die. They recently worked out how to open the gate. I've actually got video evidence of this, of Penny, my female dog, standing on her hind legs, hitting the latch until the gate would give way and then they would escape. They've been sighted at the hospital. They were sighted by my sister on a busy street stopping vehicles. My neighbour tried to catch them and they escaped from her yard. So they've had a good time. Now the yard's electrified and that's where they escape.
I love it. I love it that you're raising velociraptors. They're like, clever girl.
Like, exactly. Like, she knew how to open the gate. She knew exactly how the mechanism worked. It was quite disturbing. I'm like, what else does she understand?
Well, she probably understands the word bitch, I'm sure. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to become a one man monopoly on dogs.
He could be like a companion dog, or, you know, he could be breeding some.
Well, she could have her own TV show like Lassie. It can just be Penny. And she can be like MacGyvering stuff in every episode.
Penny, what a bitch.
Penny, that's all. Disconnect that nuclear bomb.
It's a boxer, like the breed?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a boxer.
Yeah. He's a good dog.
Yeah, they're not dumb enough. Penny, hey.
She was a boxer.
Oh, she needs to go visit some people who live on a farm.
Oh,
oh no. You can
come on now.
Suggest such a thing.
Until she makes some money, starts making that money. Yeah, she's all right. She can stay around.
You get verifiable proof of her
smart genes.
You should find a breeder and see if they want to start breeding the smart dog.
Yeah,
dogs that are very problematic.
Maybe they are the show's mascot. We just didn't know about it.
Possibly. I'm lucky all the community likes them because they keep bringing them back to me. So that's the only reason they've escaped being in serious trouble.
We'll get the video off Luke and we'll put it on our TikTok or something. That'll be cute.
Actually, it is on our TikTok. I've popped it.
Oh, there you go. Well, there you go. If I was smart enough, I would have linked that, but I didn't know. So I'm not smart enough. I'm not queen of TikTok like Christina is. How are you, Christina?
Hey.
Hey, girl.
Hey. Doing good. Yeah, TikTok. I had a TikTok go like over 4,000 views this week because I made one of those rainbow layer cakes.
I saw.
Fucking killed it, I have to say. That was a lot of fun to make. Like, it was a lot of work, but it was fun to, like, see it when you finally cut it. Like, just a moment of satisfaction to see it when you pull the thing out, and, like, it's just so gorgeous, and the rainbow is there. I'll go get it when you get away from with me. But, yeah.
But she wasn't thrilled with the bottom layer. It was too dark, right?
Oh, my God, my daughter ripped me apart.
I love the video. You're so proud. You're like, oh my God, look at just the bottom layer is a little bit dark.
She's like, the bottom layer looks silly because it's like not purple. And I want to be like, well, you fucking bitch, if you would have stopped with all the blue, then maybe wouldn't have gotten fucked up and looked like midnight blue. It's like a navy blue instead of a purple. Like, I didn't air the yellow first, and she was just like, oh, the blue.
Guys, we have a stranger back. Hi, Ace. Hey. Oh, Chuck, my friend. Hope you're well. But yeah, you deserve Mother of the Week award because that many cakes.
That was six cakes. It was six, and I only have two pans. I only have two like baking pans.
Oh no.
It was a long Sunday, but I didn't have any sauce. I wanted to make sauce so bad. And like when I get in those moods, like I just have to cook. So I was like, all right, let's bake. Like, you know. I had everything.
Well, that's good. I did enjoy the video. I just loved it. You could tell even from behind the camera, you're like, I'm going to kill this kid.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, I wanted to curse, but I was like, okay, I can't curse.
I can't swear at my child family's going to see
this. Yeah, I can't curse at her. I'd be like, fuck you, you know? Like, oh.
No, that would get canceled real quick. I remember there was some video game streamer who would just sit on the computer for like 12 hours playing, but that was his job. And his kid was like, you know, daddy in the background. She probably was about 5 years old. And he dropped the C-bomb, and I'm like, oh, no. And he was done after that. He got canceled real quick.
Yeah.
How tempted were you to smash your head into the cake?
I was not, because I had put it in the fridge. I had, like, made the icing, you know, like, I like a cold cake. Oh, like, wow. I can't eat, like, room temperature cake. So, like, I let it chill. So, it was, like, a stiff, like, when you hear it hit the, like, if you look at my TikTok, it hits the stove, and it sounds like a brick hits my stove. Because, like, the cake was cold, like, it was fucking heavy, too. Like, but still, it's just... So fucking, I'll go get it when you go to.
And you had Carvel too. Hello, good thanks.
Oh yeah, for her birthday. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, I love the Carvel cake with all the princesses
on it. I know. Yeah. We used to love the Carvel cakes.
I love Carvel cakes.
We had ice cream cake when we came over, which is
really. I still haven't had a Wegmans cake yet.
Oh, come on.
Come on!
A few bites that night when we were all wasted. You had to eat the cake.
You probably did, Luke. You just don't remember it.
Yeah,
I haven't recently had a Wegmans cake.
Vera's had a Wegmans cake. Vera loves a Wegmans cake.
Wegmans cake. Jeff sent me a Wegmans cake when my mother died.
He did. With questionable messaging, but you know that's our brand.
I thought it was perfect. Given my sort of relationship with my mother.
Oh dear. How's your week been?
Delicious. I gotta go to the doctor tomorrow. My arthritis is kicking up in my foot and I can't walk.
Oh my god, we have to put her down. Vera has to go live on the farm.
I know, I'm gonna go live on the farm soon.
Oh, poor Vera.
Penny and Vera. It could be like Frank and Gracie, like, you know.
I would give that dog to a breeder if she were in my custody.
In my custody.
I'd be taking stud fees on that puppy. We'd be breeding her.
Oh, there you go. So V's going.
Smart girl.
She's a smart girl. Look, I can see it in the background. There it is.
It looks great.
Isn't that like so cool? Okay, but like I said, the bottom layer. You can see how it's blue.
It looks purple on here. It looks purple on camera.
There's
it
no way. It's very, very blue.
Oh, it's like the bottom. Bottom. Oh, yeah, no, it's sorry. I can see it now.
No.
Yeah,
the bottom looks purple to me.
It's
anyway.
Black purple, this yeah.
It's just a dark purple.
Yeah. Very dark. Very dark
kid's
blue.
Hard to impress, baby.
It's navy blue.
Your kid is hard to impress.
It looks good.
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
Between this,
yeah, I was fucking ecstatic.
Chocolate covered Oreos.
Yeah.
Oh, the Oreos were disgusting. You can't even. Oh my god, they were so bad. I didn't tell you about that. Oh my god, there was so much chocolate. They were like 2 inches thick. It was the worst. My dad was like, less chocolate next time. I'm like, why the fuck don't you make them? Shut up. Like, it was just, oh my God. Like, it's no fucking clue. I was so mad.
You'll make them next time. Like,
I love it.
Like, less chocolate next time. I'm like, okay. Like, whatever you say. You know, it's just like, fuck off. Everybody, you know, too many cooks in the fucking kitchen. You know, everybody's got their own opinion. It is what it is.
I would have loved to have seen it.
My dad and my daughter are my worst critics. I'm telling you right now, the worst.
Nobody respects me. Nobody respects me. I love it. That's I would have loved to have seen it. I would. That's just, you know, how some things. I just would have loved to have witnessed that moment. If you just go, well, you fucking do it. I'm like,
yeah. Oh, me and my dad fight like siblings. It's funny.
Dear.
It's comical though.
Well, speaking of comical, should we just talk about this week?
Hot load of hot topics.
Last week when we came to, yeah, when we talked about last week, you know, the former president was, you know, being charged with some crimes. Why not some more this week?
This book is about to suck the crazy big dick.
If he was going anywhere near a jail, he might, but it doesn't look like that's ever going to happen, does
he's
it?
He's not going to go to jail. He's not going to jail. They can't do Vera, it.
Are you confident he will run in the next election?
It's definitely
Are you
will.
Confident he'll run in the next he election?
Will. I think
yeah,
he will.
He's already running. He's already raising yeah. money.
He's like the he's the lead like dude, right? Isn't
leading
he the
Republican? Yeah,
leading Republican representative. Thank you. My God, my brain is not working.
I wonder That's if DeSantis. DeSantis.
I do think he committed these crimes. I do not believe he'll go to jail.
No.
No.
There's no way.
Is DeSantis going to run?
Pardon me.
Is DeSantis
going to
run?
Oh yeah.
So isn't he Republican too?
Run even if he's in jail. He said that. There's nothing in the Constitution that says he can't run from jail.
But this is the problem. This is the problem. How in such a litigious country can the President of the United States, well, former President of the United States, and hopeful President of the United States, who has been now indicted on charges of trying to fix an election, then run for office again? That's bizarre to me. That is bizarre.
Indicted
is incredibly vague. Yes, and he is innocent until proven guilty.
Not convicted.
The Constitution has three requirements: a natural born citizen, 35 years of age, and there's one more, but it's not. It has nothing to do with prison.
So if he's re-elected, it'll kind of be like history-making, won't it?
There isn't a thing that this man has done that hasn't made history. Everything about his presidency, from the moment he came down that gold escalator, have been unprecedented. You know, the fact that he didn't get any of his cabinet confirmed by Congress because he couldn't be bothered. He didn't want to put up with the Congress ability to say no. So we just appointed everybody interim. There was not a permanent, there was like three permanent members of the cabinet and everybody else was an interim director because he couldn't be bothered to get the Congress's approval. You know, the majority
what do you think
of the
about...
that he passed were passed by executive order because he couldn't be bothered to get the Congress's approval. He tried.
What
to
do you think about this latest theory that he's running now so that he can acquit himself when he gets back into office?
He actually can't. In the Constitution, he cannot pardon himself. But if he succeeds in getting to office, the Constitution is shredded. We won't have an active form of government.
It's not worth the paper it's written on.
All of these political conventions and these political norms. He knows nothing about governance. He firmly believes that we elected him king.
And
that everything that he's done was his right. He believes that stuff at Mar-a-Lago.
And he believes that that shade of his fake tan is really pretty.
He does it every fucking day.
I just...
He believes that nobody knows that he's combing the hair off Blows
like my shade of, like, what shade of what shade of Donald today? What shade of Donald?
50 shades of Donald.
I do think that he really does believe that he had the right to all those papers. I think that he really did believe that he had the right to change the results of the election. I think he is such a narcissist that everything is the way he wants it or not at all.
But we said that last week when we were talking about this time with last week's charges, there's actual recorded evidence, like there was with the pussy grabbing, but there's actual recorded evidence of your voice, dude, like saying things. Who is that? Is that imaginary? Is that Hunter Biden doing a fucking impression while he's coked out of his brain? Fucking prostitutes. No, it's not. It's you.
But again, and Hunter Biden was never elected to any office.
I know, we know.
He is a private citizen.
And he's clearly injecting money back into the economy.
Right. Yeah. He's paying those hosts. Like,
they spent the fucking habit.
It's called blow and hose is expensive. And look, we love sex workers. He's supporting sex work. He should get a pardon.
Blow and hose is Dave
Dunn
Jr.
Yeah, I know, right?
You can't tell me that
someone with hair that greasy.
Guilfoyle isn't costing him a pretty penny.
Ooh.
Who knows?
I want to know what happened back in, like, we even talked about it, like last year or something. Aubrey O'Day, the singer from Danity Kane.
Yeah.
Who she was with Donnie Jr. for a while, and she was going to do this TV show called Mistresses about famous mistresses, and it's disappeared off the face of the earth.
Really?
I reckon she's got.
Yeah,
she went to Bali for like a year. How do you afford to go to Bali for a year?
Mm-hmm.
How is that even possible? On what salary? What is she even doing right now? Like,
I think she's got OnlyFans now, but she's.
Donnie Jr. has blown a lot of money on hose and blow.
It's like. It's moments like these, you go, fuck, I made the wrong life choices.
Yeah.
You didn't make any life choices. These people were born into privilege.
I know, but not the hose.
Was the whole life for me. It could have been.
I could have been the whole life, but you know, I chose a family and making cakes. a family.
I decided to eat a lot of food too.
Yeah, look. Hey, there's market for that. You never know.
Danger of going into the whole life.
We've all.
You're always one dick away, right?
We've all dabbled. But look, the biggest news of the last week is the most unexpected news of fucking all time. It blows my mind that we're talking about it because we have been talking about it up until this point. But fucking aliens are real, y'all. What the actual fuck is going on in the world at this current state?
And why is this not bigger news? Why are we watching the Trump show when we now know that aliens are monitoring our every move?
Because we're numb to it, dude. We're numb at this point. Nothing can faze us. Yeah. It's just nothing.
Like back in, it was flat out denial, flat out denial, flat out denial. What someone said, AOC actually said, what you have to watch while people are under oath is the language that they're using and how they use it. And the whole, unidentified biological entities now, not calling them aliens because they're non-human biological entities.
Yes.
So they may not be from space. They may be from another dimension. They may be from somewhere else. It's like, I'm going back, baby. You know what I'm going to do?
Missing link. They may be the reason we're not Tarzan or we're not the apes.
I'm getting on my fucking Wayback Machine. I'm firing up Fox. I'm fucking Disney Plus, and I'm going episode one, season one, X-Files. Bang! Take some notes. This shit is crazy. Or it's like, how right has the X-Files been? There has been a government cover-up since the 30s.
X-Files? Independence Day.
Independence Day? Yeah.
John Hirsch sitting on the floor at Area 51 looking at the colonel and saying, you really think they paid $5,000 for a hammer?
And that new video, I don't know if anyone's seen it, but there's like fighter jets like chasing away three UFOs. Like there's three UFOs in the sky, and there's then like out of nowhere, our Navy jets or, you know, the Air Force jets or whatever the fuck just come out of nowhere. Get right behind them and like follow them out of the view. Like
I just what is amazing?
Didn't one of the gentlemen say I didn't get to watch the entire hearing because that pesky little thing that I do from 9 to 5 each day interferes with that shit. But didn't one of the gentlemen say that there isn't a pilot alive that hasn't seen these?
This is what, this was interesting. They're saying, as a matter of protocol now, people are trained to react to strange things in the air. That's part of their pilot training now, that they are seeing things so regularly that so they don't fucking freak out and crash into the ground. They're trained with protocols to deal with that. That's fucking terrifying, especially for, like, we've all been on flights and stuff, and they're like, what's outside? What's above us? What's going on?
I'm not terrified because they've known about this for years. And that whoever these unidentified biological beings are, they haven't attacked. They haven't controlled us in any way, shape, or form, with the exception of the 2 or 3 times that we came close to nuclear war.
Yeah.
And they say that somehow all of the tracking systems on both sides jammed.
Yeah, it's just like it's oddly strange how even so American Horror Story did a show in the double feature season where half of it was about vampires, the other half was like maybe Eisenhower and going through all of these different presidencies and how they dealt with like all the aliens and like the main plan for what is going on with Earth. But so I watched a TikTok. Because, you know, now that's all my TikTok is now is aliens, yeah. Aliens, disclosure. They're saying that this is the introduction, this is the test run to figure out how we're going to react when it actually happens. We're being drip fed, so that apparently 2027 they've given a 5-year
window.
2027 is the year that it's gonna happen. They're just gonna be like, hello, we're here. And we're all going to be like, what?
Well, apparently they've been observing us all along. There was some implication somewhere. I don't remember if it was actually in that interview that people have communicated with them.
Yeah. Oh, they've had living
communicated with these alternate beings.
And they've done deals with all, like, that's the whole premise of the X-Files that they've done. Like, the government has done deals to that whole spate of like 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s UFO abductions was a deal with the government to see if they could successfully, you know, crossbreed alien and human DNA. That's the whole point of the X-Files. And it may be fucking right. Like, that's insane to me. As someone who is like, you know, you watch those shows, you kind of get into that kind of thing. You just have to read books to do it. But, you know, they can just get on TikTok.
Like, they're just, like, watching us right now, and they're just, like, they're not ready.
Yeah.
Like, we're not ready yet. Like, we're too underdeveloped right now for them to even, like, come down to us. Like, it was like, we're not yet. Like.
They're still too stupid.
I did say that. We had a conversation about technology a while back and how rapidly technology developed from the 1930s to then. And that, someone quite famous said that we're too stupid and violent a species to have this much technology unchecked. So somebody's overseeing us to go like.
Well, I have a really, really, really big question.
Go.
If this other species is monitoring our every move, why are they not stopping us from destroying the planet? Why are Maybe they letting that... us destroy the planet?
But they're saying that that's this step in date has a lot to do with it. That if we were going to reverse the the actions, that this step in date will be, pretty much them going, haha, we're here, it's our way on the highway now, we're going to atomize you. It's like, okay, cool, we love that for us. Look, I hate to say it, I'm ready. I don't want to die. I want to see an alien.
Well, let's go.
I want to see an alien.
Then bake slowly over the next 25 years as the planet eats to an unlivable temperature.
Because it, like they're saying, they're not saying that they're these like big giant gray thing. Like, depending on what prescription you adhere to, some of them look just like us. There's Nordic aliens, like tall, blonde, blue-eyed aliens. Hitler would have jizzed in his pants. Hitler would be like, "Oh yeah," all over. It's a master race.
Maybe all the brilliant autistic people are half alien.
Look, who knows? But there is some good alien news. Sigourney Weaver is coming to TV.
She doesn't look like that anymore.
Sigourney Weaver is joining the cast of the Galaxy Quest TV show. So she's going to be that's a big name. To have on a TV series. I know that she's done TV before, but that's a big... For sci-fi, because the TV that she's done has not been sci-fi. She did that Lady President show. Commander-in-Chief.
Mm-hmm.
Which was actually quite good. I enjoyed that.
Yes. Didn't last
Caught a couple
long.
Of episodes of that. Only one season. Because who wants a female president? That's so unbelievable. As the aliens hover above us. Woo!
Not that bitch.
No. She's got to be hot with a big rack.
Yeah.
She's got to be hot. But she's just done an Australian, a limited series here that's just come out. And that's huge. So that's a big name to put behind a sci-fi season, series. And, it's Disney. So
she's
of course
70 great. Now, isn't she?
Baby doll, she is going to be... I looked at her IMDb. That bitch is working.
Yeah, but I think she's 70.
Yeah, but she's... So with all the work she's already done for Avatar... With all those Avatars movies, apparently, when that movie is released, she'll be 92 playing an 18-year-old.
What?
Yeah, because she's an alien.
Wow.
She's an alien, dude. But
she's
like 73. That's
73.
That she is, but still amazing. Like, I'm just sad that we never got one more Ripley out of her. I would love to. I love Ripley. She's just she's fucking shit up. Kill us all. Stab, 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 stab. Bam, 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 bam. And look, I think the saddest thing, we can't have Alan Rickman back. Because Tim Allen said he would like to come back in some way to do Galaxy Quest for Alan Rickman. R.I.P. R.I.P. Yeah. Alan. He would have been great. I loved him. Alan Rickman. Alan Rickman is Alan Rickman.
Because it will hurt more
Now, I don't know if you guys have heard much about this. It was an Australian story, but there's been a bit more drama. We talked about the restaurateur who was going to close down his restaurant because of vegans.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's been a bit of a protest, as you can see, at the restaurant. So, and the activist has been charged because she stormed the restaurant / butcher, smearing herself in menstrual blood, and had a pig's head.
So, oh no, that's her, wait, that's her previous thing. Oh wait, I was like, that's really intense. No, yeah. That's her previous charges. Okay, really? She ran around a butcher's shop with a pig's head, heckled children at a pony party. What a fucking hell! What a fucking buzzkill.
Psychopathic. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't get why vegans are so violent. Considering it's their way of life that's killing the planet, baby doll. Yeah. Like, you know how much pollution it takes to create oat milk?
Yeah. And how legit. Much water it takes that are not used to hydrate animals, people, or the planet.
You're ruining the cup because you want tofu and nut milk.
Yeah.
You can't milk a nut. It's not natural.
It's not actually milk. It's more nut juice.
It's nut water.
I like nut juice.
I just can't, like, because people say that and then there's just a certain smell that you're like,
really? Smell of what?
Nut juice.
The taste,
but like almond milk, or like
I do like almond milk, not enough to buy any for myself, but
I barely drink real milk. Do you know what I mean? I don't.
Yeah, it's rare.
I was very naughty when I was house sitting, and I bought a big thing of chocolate milk. I think we talked about chocolate milk on here. I'm like, I'm getting it. I got chocolate milk and cookies. And oh, I lived my best fatty life. I was like, oh,
yeah.
But you know what also came up the other day when I was looking back at uncensored stuff? Our pilk experiment.
Oh, that was like so weird. I was so nervous that night too.
It was good times.
It wasn't awful.
I wasn't doing it.
It wasn't horrible. It just tasted like, you know, one of those a float with melted ice, like there's no ice cream. The float had melted ice cream. So, yeah, this chicky, this little vegan is now going to jail where, you know,
good things are going to get rougher.
I think she'll be more worried about getting eaten. Whoops. That was a slip. That was not what I meant to say.
What? Oh, man.
She's gonna be more worried about who's eating her in prison. Let's be honest. I'm worried about getting eaten out. Wow, that was a good one. Hi, everyone.
Yeah.
But like, what? I don't get. I'm really sorry, and this might be offensive to people, but it's not. So who gives a fuck? It's uncensored radio. Why do you think that your way of life gets to interrupt somebody's business? Like that, your choice to be vegan doesn't, you know, usurp someone else's business or someone else's diet or anything like that. So if you don't like it, don't eat it. I get activism, but that's not activism.
Activism is pamphlets, it's marching, it's education. It's, you know, documenting this stuff. It's not terrorism. What she is doing is terrorism. You know? It's like, there's a difference. This is not activism.
No.
Exactly. The same thing. So we live here in Newcastle. We are an old coal mining town. So we have, still to this day, a lot of coal going on and train tracks. So people constantly are like, you know, tying themselves to train tracks to stop coal loaders and all that kind of thing. And yes, that is activism, but it's also, they don't see the knock-on effect of that. That's stopping people from getting to work. That's stopping people from getting childcare. That's stopping people from, you know, who knows what. Public transport is their only form of transport, especially if you're out in the country and you need to get into the city. If you don't drive, the train is what you rely on.
Right.
And just because someone wants to make a statement, they're going to, you know, miss you from getting to a hospital to see your dying relative. Or, like, I think that, as Vera said, activism from the 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s, this isn't what they meant.
Right.
You know, when it's like when we're doing something for a cause, this is very personal attention. Look at the stunt I can pull. Oh, it's because of this.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it was real, the attention.
Yeah.
I have every right to vilify you.
And to just like
say this all the time. I'm sure I've said it on the show. Your rights end where mine begin.
Right.
You know, you have a right to swing your arm, but when your arm starts hitting other people, that right ends. You know?
Right.
She is interrupting this business. She is interrupting these people's dinners. She's making a nuisance of herself, and she's preventing them from living their lives and making their choices.
And no one's no one is forcing her to do that. That's the thing. Right. No, and if you don't like, then just don't go. It's
don't
like
go in. People, you suck.
It's like people that complain about exactly. It's like people that complain about TV shows or movies. Don't watch it. It's very simple. Supply and demand. If people don't consume, people stop making things.
Right, right. But drag shows. If you think that your kid is being in danger,
don't take your children to
drag show.
No. Yeah. It's like, yeah, what? I don't know in what world that we all think that as soon as you step out the house, the whole world is going to cater to you.
No, you're not entitled. It's the entitlement.
I like this. I don't like this. So I'm going to keep a bubble.
Right.
That's not realism. And I say this all the time. And I am a dance. I'm only a dance teacher, but I like the stuff that we teach these kids from a young age to young adulthood, they do use in their real life, like being on time, being professional, being courteous, all that kind of stuff. It will help them in their real life one of the biggest things that I stress is how to deal with disappointment and how to deal with things when they don't go your way. But parents aren't letting them. Parents are trying to negate. Parents are trying to negate that. Like parents are really going, oh, well, so and so is not in the front row. They just won't do that class anymore. It's like, what is that teaching your child that anytime they come up against adversity, you let them quit and you let them run away?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Or
nothing.
You make it somebody else's fault.
Yeah,
my son got an F because the teacher was bad.
No, you got
maybe
an F because your son knows nothing.
It was worse.
Right.
Maybe your son got an F because he came to class high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe your son got an F because he didn't like the class and didn't bother. Right. It's not the teacher's fault. You know, but this is the same mentality that is surrounding the entire trauma with the election. Donald Trump did not want to admit that he lost, and the people around him wanted him to win so badly that they felt they had a right to change the outcome.
And then all you're doing is creating this generation of victims.
Yes.
Nothing is their fault. Nothing. And that's why they need someone like Donald Trump. Because, life handed me a hard fucking row.
Well, you know what?
No, dude. You got stuck in certain socioeconomical, like, we get that. That happens. You can rise above where you begin.
Yeah.
You don't have
really
to blame
is,
it on the like the world.
There really is this generation of Americans, and I can't speak for the entire world. I don't know but there's a generation of Americans that after the silent generation, the generation from World War II, the baby boomers came in and they had a booming economy and a booming middle class
and a booming sex life.
But the end of the baby boom and into the millennium and up until the millennials, all of those resources were consumed by that early boomer generation. I mean, they talk about the baby boomers getting all these jobs. I am technically a baby boomer, but when I got out of college, there were no jobs for me. There were nothing but baby boomers sitting on these union jobs with great pensions. Till
they died.
And they still haven't died yet. You
no,
know,
they're still going. Yeah, it was not COVID.
I can understand the anger, but it's the anger that draws people to Donald Trump. You know, it's.
But what is he? What is he a representation of? He has never had any. He doesn't know what these people. He doesn't A, know what that life is. B, care what it is. So why? why when he's an idiot that was given money.
But he has found a way to tap into that generational anger. And I know that it's there.
Because his mummy didn't love him enough or something.
We had no jobs. We sat in the biggest economy in the world and we floundered.
I mean, when your own mother calls you an idiot, like...
It was never actually proven. Right. It was anecdotal.
Hey, it's out there. If work, that's how Donnie works. It's, you know, it's true, right? Fake news. Right. But you know, no. I love a fuck around and find out moment with all of this drama recently with people, you know, throwing things on stage. Yeah. This bitch chose the wrong bitch. Yes, please tell me you saw the video of Cardi B getting water thrown at her. Oh my god. If there is one person I would not fuck with, it's Cardi, because you know she is ghetto. Like she came up from reality TV. She's not like, you know, Nicki Minaj. She's been ghetto since the get-go, and she will fuck you up. She throws that microphone with such force. And perhaps not the first time she's thrown a microphone at someone either.
Did you see the video montage of her throat and like her band and her roadies? And
it's great.
She's got aim.
She's got good eyes. She's like a ninja.
Oh my god, how funny. But yeah, she's like walked up. She's like, was it you? And then like she like looks at somebody else. She's like, and, like just chucks it. Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah.
That would hurt too, man. I've hit myself in the mouth. In the mouth / teeth with the microphone before.
Because
you get carried away. You get carried away, you step up and you step too close. You go, oh, fuck me, that hurts.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it flying at your face. Like, that would hurt so much.
Well, if you've held a mic, they have a little heft to them.
They've got it. Yeah. They've got heft, baby. Yeah, they got heft.
If you put a force behind it, it's going to freaking hurt.
That will kill. Like I want to see if it hit her in the face or something. I need to know what kind of.
She's gonna face some legal.
Oh, apparently she has, but who? Like it's Cardi B. I don't think she got bigger issues than that. I would like who like that's just the wrong person to do it to, man.
Yeah,
you don't fuck with Cardi B. I loved it.
Didn't she, like, I don't know what you talked about. So she threw, like, another microphone at someone later on that day as well at another concert.
Yeah. She likes it. It's like her weapon of choice.
Yeah.
There's actually, like, a new video of somebody at a Halsey concert kept screaming G-Easy at her.
She stopped the whole... That's an old clip, but, yeah.
I didn't know it was an old clip. See, it's just coming around for me. And she's like, who the fuck keeps saying it? She's like, I'll kick you out of my show. Again, these are reasons to stop. Not because somebody's taking a fucking picture of themselves in the front row. Like,
oh, dear. But yeah, you don't fuck with that. You don't fuck with that.
People are can't so even... rude, though, with their sense of entitlement. Somebody hit Harry Styles in the eye.
Harry, I think he's done his duty. He's done now. His tour is finally finished. He's doing these ones. I'm going away.
Yeah.
I think he deserves it. That boy deserves it. He's been wearing tight pants for a long time. Everything needs a chance to breathe before Harry. we love Harry. We hope everything.
Take some breathing room, mate.
Yeah, it deserves some breathing room. But we're going to talk about one of Cardi B's collaborators, the Lizzo drama. Lizzo. Now, I have mixed feelings on this. So Lizzo's former backing dancer / dance captain, and a couple of her dancers now, have stepped forward saying that she... creates a hostile work environment through alleged sexual, racial, and religious harassment and weight shaming. Yeah. So this comes from they some of the dancers that started working with her after the TV show that she did. So Lizzo did a show called Watch Out for the Big Girls, which got her dancers for her Rumours film clip, which was with Cardi. And those girls subsequently ended up working with Lizzo. Now, there's a lot of different stories going around about how she, especially the fat shaming thing, and how Lizzo and the production called out one of the dancers' weight gains, and then she was allegedly fired after making a complaint about that statement. So Lizzo, and they're saying a documentary maker has stepped forward. There's lots of people actually stepping forward saying that Lizzo is actually not what everyone thinks she is, and that this whole body positivity, like rah-rah, sister girlhood, rah-rah thing is just her ploy, her marketing ploy, her, like, I'm down, this is what makes me unique and different, and that she's actually really hard to work for. I don't doubt that. And I am interested to hear what the truth is about this weight gain / dancer story. Do you guys have any opinion on this at all?
I, apart from being gravely disappointed, because I did think it was body positivity and, you know, inclusivity and, you know, the Yiddy brand of clothing designed for chubby girls, I had a lot of good feelings about Lizzo, and they're all on the fence right now. I want to see how this plays out, because if she's a sham, I'm going to be really upset.
But does that undo everything, though? If she's done, you know, like, if you know, the clothing brand and the whole idea that, you know, any body shape is beautiful, it's done. Like, I get that commercialism makes it icky, but isn't it still doing the job it's designed to do?
Do people still not understand, like, Lizzo the product and Lizzo the person are two separate entities?
Well, and same that, with any kind of artist, really. No one,
and you know, and like, you got someone who's being given, like, they're making a lot of money, they've obviously got a big ego and they're quite talented, so I'm not surprised that it fosters bad behavior in a lot of circumstances. I don't know. It doesn't shock me at all.
People are catering to your every whim and telling you you're the star. You start to believe that.
We also don't know what she's been through behind the scenes, being a woman of her size, to be actually able to get to the spot she is. She's going to be carrying a lot of baggage.
Well, then, if there's any truth to the story, then wouldn't that make her a hypocrite?
Not necessarily. Look, I, because this is my industry, I want to, of course, I always want to support performers, no matter who they are. And I strongly believe that you know, dancers are always last cab off the rank when anything. We're expected to deal with everything, change everything. Your time doesn't matter. These alleged, like, horrendous 12-hour rehearsals, that's not unknown, especially for someone who's doing, like, an arena world tour. I question with these girls who have found their job through a reality show if they were prepared to really go into the industry.
Right.
Into an industry that is not designed stereotypically for them as well. Because those girls...
Is that a reality star?
No, those girls would not have been hired, let's be honest, for any other artist.
This is true.
For an ongoing gig. They like to trot out the fatties for some kind of body positivity movement, but they come, it's true though. You can't tell me that, you know, Meghan Trainor has all those people that are in her film clips on tour with her. No, she doesn't. She has thin blonde girls.
Well, as far as Meghan Trainor goes, she's not that freaking fat.
No, I know, but she is also another one who's done like body positivity things. She has different, different bodies in her music videos. They aren't the people that are working for her constantly.
I actually thought Meghan Trainor was quite thin when she was on Australian Idol here.
Yeah, but the whole when she first started, everyone's like, "Oh, look at her! She's not a stick thin, what a stick thin white woman. She was more voluptuous." She used that and had that conversation about, you know, what it is to have not a size zero body. I don't, and especially these girls are saying that they were put in sexual situations. These are quite religious people. Like, these are girls that have found fame and work through a reality show and then stepped into an industry where I don't think that they know what they were in for. I mean, like, a lot, especially for dance work, you just got it. You've got to just toe the line. That's what it is. You don't get to go, "I disagree." Okay, then there's 5,000 other people that would to do it. That's the way it is. Like, and no matter what body image you are representing, if you're not match ready and can't do the show, then why, you can't be hireable. You know, it's... You're a detriment to the production. Like, one of the Pussycat Dolls famously cracked a rib and she was sent home and no one cared about her. Like, she literally got left at an airport and they were like, "What?" Because she was no use to the production anymore.
Yeah.
She had to be cut off like a dying limb. This is not...
It's we're all replaceable.
Music, but it's called the music business.
And I did see that it's a business. Like, I saw that she did put out a statement saying that, it was all in good fun, apparently, that it was taken out of context. Like, she was, obviously thought she was joking. They didn't take it as a joke. One person takes it too seriously type of a thing. You know, it could be misconstrued, all that shit. So, but again, you never want to be put in that situation. You would hope that Lizzo is still a body positive chick because, again, big girls need somebody like her, and it would be a very big disappointment for a lot of girls if that were like the.
I think it's become trendy to also litigate famous people now as well, and it's an easy payday, you know.
Yeah.
And this is maybe just one of those cases again.
Yeah,
but also I don't think these girls were ready for this industry.
Right.
Like, they're saying the sexual harassment thing wasn't she was cut up and, like, grabbing them. They were saying that she was forcing them to touch another performer. First, no one can force you to touch someone.
Yeah.
You make that, unless they grab you, and then that's assault, right? That's assault because you're touching me when I don't want to touch you. That's not sexual harassment.
Yeah, and you're a dancer. What makes you think you're not going to be touching another dancer?
I think they were in Stockholm watching something. And like, it sounds like they were watching a stripper or something.
Oh, geez,
and she's like, you know what women are like. Touch everything when they see a stripper. They're like, there are no boundaries. Let me fing your asshole. It's like, okay, cool.
Well,
I don't think that happens.
I've seen a few women around some strippers that the strippers are like, "Oh God, fuck me." It's like,
I personally have never touched a stripper other than to put my money in her thing because they don't allow you to.
No, I'm talking male strippers.
Oh, forget it. I'm all over them.
Exactly. See, not that there's a double standard or anything, but whatever. But it sounds like it was that kind of situation. And I'm like, if that's your personal boundary and you are a religious person and you don't believe in, you know, sex before marriage, that's cool. Don't put yourself in the situation.
Right.
This is my thing. These are working adults. You get to say no. You get to say no. Right. Whether that makes you not cool is your decision. But no one can force you to touch someone unless they physically make you do it.
And you said they were Mormon?
If you're susceptible to peer pressure, then that's kind of a you problem, right?
Did you say that they were Mormons?
I don't think they're Mormon. I just think they're religious. Like, you know, yeah.
But why would you sign up for, like, to be a Lizzo dancer if you're religious?
Especially, yeah. Like, do you not listen to Lizzo's music? Especially her earliest stuff.
It's would be very sexual, like, in nature, I would, you know, assume. And then I would feel, again, the lyrics alone, wouldn't you be offended? I'm not a religious person, so I don't fucking know. But I'm just saying, like, just, like, the dances alone, I would assume, would be provocative enough for me to be like, maybe I shouldn't sign up. Like,
but I think body positive, so, you know, the costumes are going to be revealing.
Is a bit blinded by the kind of good-natured, kind of, like, happy attitude that she portrays. Her music is not for children.
Yeah.
When you listen, like, she got About Damn Time. Yeah, cool. Okay, that's a crossover here. Her music is about heartache and adult relationships, you know, like, it's not kids' music. It's not Disney pop. I think people are very confused with the public perception, the musical perception, and then the real life industry that goes on behind it. Because, I wish these girls well. And, like, I don't know that when you come out in this way that you will work again.
Yeah, whistleblowers don't make friends, unfortunately.
It's a big, big statement to make for someone that's, probably already not in the, top 10% of people that artists are going to hire.
Well, don't you think there's
going
to be a
good on them for standing up for their own moral values and whatnot and going, my career isn't worth that. So more power to you. More power to you. Vera, I know you're never going to be a Lizzo dancer, but are you feeling ready? Is it about damn time? Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for Vera Vance.
I really thought you were going to ask me for more opinion on Lizzo. I didn't realize
that. Okay, here we go, V. 3, 2, 1, Vera.
I dropped my phone with all my notes. Big week in the news. We spent a lot of time talking about Donald Trump and other things. We missed a few stories. We never talked about Jason Aldean's song, Try That in a Small Town. Now, there's a lot of people out there defending Try That in a Small Town. But I did watch this video. I'm not a country music fan. I'm not a Jason Aldean fan by any stretch of the imagination. And I see lots of racist dog whistles in this, and especially vilifying Black Lives Matter. Do you know what happened today in American history? Today, in Mississippi, 6 former police officers went on trial for what appears to be an illegal raid of a house. They illegally raided this home. 2 Black men lived there. They beat them. They stripped them naked. They took sex toys and stuck them into the men for no apparent reason. And this is why Black Lives Matter. This is the kind of police overreach that every person marched against that hot summer when George Floyd died. There is still a tremendous amount of police overreach. I'm not trying to vilify the police. I have called the police on times when I've needed them. I don't want to defund the police. We're not talking that kind of crazy shit. But you can truly value every police officer and still expect them to perform to a higher standard. In no training manual in the country is it ever okay to take a sex toy and stick it into a criminal. Not good. Bad look for you guys. And that's not the only problem this week. In Memphis, the DOJ has been investigating rampant racism in the Memphis police office. You know, when George Floyd died, they found rampant racism in the Detroit police and in the Michigan and the Minneapolis police. Black Lives Matter is a statement about the way Black people are treated in this community. It's not anti-police. It's expecting the police to perform to a higher standard. Every badge in this country says to protect and serve. Boys, you need to live up to that. And it does not include ever sticking a sex toy in anyone's orifice. I don't care who they are. That's not the police function. That alone is criminal.
Vera said orifice, everyone.
She did say orifice.
Look, Christina's disappeared.
But it's just, it is bizarre to me. So I hope they should be charged because...
The trial started today.
Let's be honest, Jason Aldean is part of that whole quiet bigotry slash racism. If I don't overtly say it out loud, then it's not happening. Sure.
Grew up a rich kid. He never grew up in a small town.
Yeah, try this in a small town that you probably own, you fucking white trash cunt. Anyway, I can't stand Jason Aldean. Come at me.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care. Good news, however, for anyone before we finish up, for our uncensored horror fans, Scream is coming back with a brand new director. So we're up to Scream 7, so we're obviously going to cover it, but more on that later. Also, something we didn't get a chance to talk about because it's slightly controversial, Pee Wee Herman, Paul Reubens, passed away this week. we can't really talk about Paul without the you know, child sex images coming up as well. So
those were adult movies. They were not children.
I don't know. It's still questionable.
Proximity or interaction with children is not fair.
Best death scene in a movie in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Ooh! Ah!
That wasn't him.
Yes, it was.
Paul Reubens, it was too. Sorry. One arm. One arm.
Ah.
Yeah, sorry.
I've seen that movie. That's how Jeff's going to have a heart attack, I swear.
Stop it.
Last time we talked about him, he showed up like it was Candyman. So we're like,
I know. We've seen him.
Hello. No, I don't think so. This week we are safe, but you never know. Jeffrey did join myself and Vera in the Barbie Dreamhouse this week. We talked all things Barbie. It was super fun. So we've got other good stuff planned for you. Thank you for joining us, Luke. Thank you, Christina. Thank you, Vera.
I have been Steve. Nice to see you.
And yes, hello.
We'll talk to you again soon here on Uncensored Radio. Bye, y'all. I was going to say the truth is out there. Watch the skies, but, you know, the aliens are here.
You can't see anything with all the smoke from the Canadian wildfires.
They could be anyone.